Hey church, so excited to be with you today. I'm so pleased to introduce to you our senior pastor, Pastor Russell Evans, who's got an amazing message that's going to fill you full of faith, peace, and joy at this time. Also, don't forget to download our brand new single, which has just been released this week from Planet Shakers, All. You can get that on all platforms, stream it, download it, get it into your spirit. It will bless you. All right, let's go straight to Pastor Russell.
I woke up this morning and I'd watch the news and you know, it's okay to watch the news, but my very first thing was to do, when I woke up, I thought, I'll check my app and I checked the newspaper, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and He said, do that later. Start your day in the Word, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. You see, I had a choice what filter I was going to start my day with. Was my day going to start with glasses that don't build my faith? Very cool glasses, right? I can look at all the situations and all the problems in life and get consumed with it. And I'm looking through the filter of fear, because all I'm seeing is facts that are saying, wow, what's happening? Or I can start my day and continue in my day filter of the Word of God, that I look and I view my life through the filter of the Word of God. And so what I did is I read, did my devotions. I actually read on, you know, in my devotions on faith and things that would build my spirit. Then I put worship on, the new song we just released, All, and just filled the house with that sound. And so our glasses that we viewed the rest of the day on is through the glasses of what God says. And, you know, the Bible says, oh, magnify the Lord. Magnify Him. You know, the Lord's Prayer starts with, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. His name is powerful. And you see, so you notice the Lord's Prayer, I say this all the time, doesn't start with my problems here on earth. They start with our Father who art in heaven. And just some names of God that will encourage you, because His name determines His character. His name actually determines who He is. It says who He is. So God is El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty. He is bigger than anything. El Elyon, the Most High God. You can't get any higher than Him. He is the Most High God. Nothing is impossible for Him. He is Adonai, Lord Master. He is Yahweh, Lord Jehovah. He is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner. No matter what is around you, when you make Him your banner, that means He is there to protect you. He's there to comfort you. He's there to guide you. He's there for you. Jehovah Raha, the Lord my shepherd. If you're needing direction right now and protection, He's there for you. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. His healing power is here. By His stripes you are healed. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. You might feel isolated, you might feel alone, but I'm here to encourage you. God is with you. He will never forsake you. He will never leave you. He's always there. Jehovah Tiskenu, whatever, the Lord our righteousness. Then another really long word, which means the Lord who sanctifies. El Olam, the everlasting God. Elohim, God. Jehovah, He's for people right now who job situations might be things that are happening in life right now and it seems impossible. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. He's my provider. And we are believing that God, the provider, you see, we've walked according to the Word of God. The Bible says, as we give, He rebukes the devourer, opens the windows of heaven. The Bible says that He is our provider. The Bible says He supplies all our needs according to His riches and glory. He is Jehovah Jireh, and He wants to provide for us at this time. He is Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is peace. He wants to bring peace to you right now. Just receive it. Just say, I receive peace. Just take a deep breath. I receive peace. I receive it. He's Jehovah Sabbath, the Lord of hosts. And he's here for you, and he's here for the world. Turn to him. Christian, this is a time where we don't retreat. This is a time where we love and reach out to our friends and our families and our neighbors and people who are needing a word of encouragement. You know, we're putting on devotions every day. We're putting out worship songs. Amazing thing, we had to cancel conference, which wasn't that amazing. But the amazing thing is we came up with a God-given idea to do 24 hours a day for 4 days, which are conference time, a live worship and a conference experience that has 24 hours of worship. It has prayer. It has testimony. We're working on that right now. It has music. It has preaching. It has the best of Planet Shakers and some of the amazing, most amazing times, because we want to fill the atmosphere with the praise and worship of God. Because where he is lifted high, everything must flee. So we're going to do that when conference is on, so you can be at home. Some of us have you've been working from home. At work, you couldn't put on worship, but you can at home. Put it on. Get it in your car. I think about all the healthcare workers who are working tirelessly. Let me encourage you. Put worship on when you're driving to work. Put it in your headphones. Get the Word of God into you. You're dealing with challenging times, but God is there with you. And we pray and for you, and we thank God for you, that you'll be the hands and feet of Jesus. As a church, we want to continue to care and love all the people who are connected to our church, and we want to stay connected with you, whether it's online or whether it's by phone call or whatever. We just speak blessing and favor. We're not going to live in fear. We're going to live in hope. We're going to live believing, because God is the God of acceleration, and God wants to do something incredible in our lives. And we'll look back at this and say, wow, that was a challenging time, but God is faithful. He was my provider. He was my peace. He was my joy. He was my life and my love. So I want to speak to you this morning, just really briefly today, just really briefly, on the topic, I'm not a grasshopper. Shout out into the atmosphere, I'm not a grasshopper. I am a promise receiver. In Numbers chapter 13, the children of Israel had been walking around the wilderness for 40 years. They had got out, or they'd been walking around the wilderness, and they had got out of Egypt. And Moses, their leader, said to them, you know, we're going to send 12 spies in. They're going to spy out the land of promise. This is the land that God had promised them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And it was a land that they were destined for. And so Moses sent out 12 spies. And in Numbers chapter 13, in verse 17, it says this, then Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said to them, go up this way to the south and go up to the mountains and see what the land is like, whether the people who dwell in it are strong or weak, few or many, whether the land they dwell in is good or bad, whether the cities they inhabit are like camps or strongholds. Verse 30, they come back and they're giving their reports. And in verse 30, Caleb, you know, because they're all freaking out a little bit, Caleb's Bible says, quietened the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome. Everyone say overcome. We are well able to overcome. But the man who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go against these people, for they are stronger than we. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they spied out. A bad report had come to their situation. There's one who has a good report who says, we can overcome because God is on our side. Another report says, it's too big. Listen to what they said. They said, and they gave children of Israel a bad report of the land which they spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants. What are giants? Things that are so big they seem impossible to conquer. The descendants of Anak came from the giants. And we were like grasshoppers in our own sight. In other words, they put on the glasses of fear. The glasses that were trying to take them from their destiny. That their glasses were that Caleb had the glasses of, we can overcome because God has promised us it. The other 10, oh no, it's impossible. So we see, and we're grasshoppers in our own sight. And so we were in their sight. In other words, they didn't understand who they were or whose they were. You notice something about this? Two reports were both factual. They all said the land was flowing with milk and honey, and they all agreed there were giants. See, we don't live in a place that we deny facts. We see the facts of life, you know, in our church right now. We're making sure hygiene is done well. There's good spatial separation, I suppose, spatial awareness. We're living by what the government of the day is saying and following what the health, the people in charge of the health in Australia are saying and all over the world. So we understand the facts. We live and we understand the facts. Caleb and Joshua had a different mindset. They had a mindset of blessing and acceleration. The 10 spies had a mindset that was consumed with their own fragility and weaknesses. See, my question to you is, what lenses are you looking through? Are you looking through, oh no, I'm fearful? Sure, the facts are, we got to do things wisely. Or are we living through the lens of, we actually, the church, who are called to reach and love people and called to care for people and called to not shrink back, but to come and bring the promises of God to people. The 10 spies had a mindset that were consumed with their own fragility and weakness, but Joshua and Caleb had a possessing the land mindset. They had a hope mindset. They had a belief in God mindset. And a little while later, it goes into Joshua chapter 6, and all the other 10 spies were no longer there. There were only two left. That was Joshua and Caleb, because they were able to take their promised land. Why? Because they had the right glasses on. They were children of the inheritance. And there's six things that they did before they were to take their promised land. The first thing you see in Joshua is the Bible says they circumcised themselves. What was that meaning? They set themselves apart. In the New Testament, the Bible talks about in Romans chapter 2, verse 29, it says our hearts are circumcised. What does that mean? That we are giving ourselves apart to the purposes of God. That we're going to get our hearts right in line with Him and in line with His purpose, in line with His promises, that we were going to get our hearts right. Friends, I want to encourage you, in a moment of great challenge, there are people who are wanting to get their hearts right with God. Lead them to that place where the love of God can touch them and minister them and bring life to them. Get your heart right. Get my heart right. Sometimes getting my heart right is just getting a readjustment. Have I got fear in my heart or have I got faith in my heart? That's why I want to continue to encourage you. Repeat, get in the worship. Fill your atmosphere with worship. Fill your atmosphere with the Word of God. Yes, look at the facts. Apply facts. Look at facts. Do things that are good for facts and then apply truth. They got their hearts right. The difference with Joshua's generation is when they saw Jericho, it was big, it was huge. The wall, nothing had changed. The walls seemed impenetrable. There were giants in the land. Nothing had changed. But nothing had changed in the heart of Joshua and of Caleb. You think about this. For 40 years, they end up in the wilderness on the decision of 10 other spies. They didn't get the wilderness in their heart. They kept the promise in their heart. You know, it may take time for this situation that the world is going through to take a time to adjust and shift. But in the wilderness, there were more miracles for Joshua and the children of Israel. In the wilderness, God was there strong in every season, every moment in the wilderness. But you can't get the wilderness in you. You got to keep in the promises of God. And the promises of God are yes and amen. We say amen to His yes. So here's Joshua and the children of Israel coming to take Jericho. And the walls were thick. It was impenetrable, but they weren't intimidated. I can tell you why they weren't intimidated, because 6 days they walked around the walls in a most vulnerable position to have it be attacked. But they weren't intimidated. The other thing that they did, children of the inheritance, what they did is they stay united. We need each other. We need to encourage one another. We need to encourage one another to love people, love God. We need to encourage one another to believe. We need to encourage one another to be a part of the answer and not be a part of the problem. Be one another that bring hope to each other. You know, when everything is dominated with fear, we need people who bring hope. And sometimes it's hard to bring hope when the atmosphere is dominated with fear. Let me encourage you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in us, the hope of glory. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42, there's the model of the church. And the Bible says that they looked after those who were in need. They kept hope and unity in the house. Let's continue to be unified with the purposes of God. That doesn't mean you have to be perfect. None of us are perfect. We all go through doubts and situations and ask questions. That's okay. But let's just keep our hope in Christ. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. He is our hope. The fourth thing they did is they released the sound of breakthrough. Church, I want to encourage you. Release the sound of praise. Release the sound of faith. Release the sound of love. Release the sound of joy. Release the sound of hope. Let the world know that Jesus is good and is good all the time. Release the sound of blessing over your children. Release the sound of favor and acceleration over your circumstances. Release the sound. Let praise be in your mouth. The Bible says, let praise continually be on my lips. Let the fruit of my lips giving thanks. Let there be a sound that is released. The breakthrough sound of the kingdom. So the children of Israel, the children of promise, walked around and they shouted, and the things that stood in the way of their promise came down because God brought the breakthrough. Whether somebody is going to get a breakthrough in whatever, you know, someone's going to find a vaccine or whatever, there's a breakthrough coming. I'm telling you, release the sound of breakthrough. Release the sound of hope. There's a breakthrough coming for you. There's a breakthrough coming for our nations. There's a breakthrough coming. It might seem like winter, but summer is coming. It might seem like it's dark, but the light is coming. There, release that sound. When people are fearful, release the sound of peace. How do you do that? You come to the God of peace. In Him we live and move and have our being, and not in the circumstances around us that we live and move and have our being. In Him, we live and we move and we have our being. And God released the breakthrough. God released the breakthrough. For 40 years in the wilderness, in 1 week, and in one shout, the breakthrough came. They possessed, watch this, the first place of the promised Jericho. There were other places to possess, but this was the first place. This was the place that seemed impenetrable. This was the place that seemed impossible. but it was the first step to future inheritance. Jesus, I can feel your anointing right here. There are people right now in urban life groups, in churches, in homes, in places all over the world, Lord, that need your peace and they need your comfort, they need your strength. Holy Spirit, I ask you, you are the God of breakthrough. Lord, there are so many lost, hurting people that need to experience your love and your life. Help us to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Lord, today, if there's anything in our heart that is consuming us, if there's anything in our heart, God, we give it to you. Would you put your hand on your heart right now? In fact, wherever you are, why don't you stand up? If you're driving in your car, don't do that. It's not a good idea. But stand up and put your hand on your heart and say, God, I give my heart to you. Jesus, all I want is you. Consume my heart. I bring it again to you. Jesus, today, if I've allowed anything in there, take it. Now put your hand on your mind, on your head. God, I thank you that you give us perfect peace, whose minds are stayed on you. Keep our mind on you. Keep our focus on you. No matter what storm we go through, we want to be with you, resting, knowing you, who has started a good work, will complete it. We thank you that you are going to accelerate restoration, the tabernacle of David, the presence of God, and blessing. Even though circumstances might face and look different, we put on the glasses of faith. Keep our mind stayed on you. Now lift your hands to heaven. Say, Jesus, use my hands. Use my life to release blessing to this world. Lord, whether it's a text message, a phone message, Lord, whether it's sharing love and giving something to somebody, take our hands. Now put your hands on your mouth. Say, Lord, today, let my declaration be a declaration of breakthrough. Help me release the sound of breakthrough in the name of Jesus. And we love you. And we give you glory. And we give you honor. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for your breakthrough. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your love.
Hey church, well we hope this message really blessed you. We want to encourage you to connect with us over this period through planetshakers.com, through email, and through all of our social media platforms. Don't forget, if you haven't downloaded our brand new album, All, it's available on all platforms. God bless you, we love you, we're praying for you, and we'll see you next week.